All right, welcome to I Made You a Mixtape, and this is our first official one of the new year.
Yes, it is.
All right,
it's back to normal.
This week we left off with Alex.
Yeah,
it's your week this week. Yeah,
yeah. So I got five songs for you. As you might have expected.
Boy, are they a mixed bag of nuts for the new year.
Yeah, I wanted a little potpourri for the year. So I figured I'd start us off with something that was really surprising for me. So I picked the song Carolina by Harry Styles.
Yeah, never, ever in my life would I have ever imagined that on this podcast we'd be discussing anything that was like One Direction.
Yeah, right.
But this song was really interesting this week. I found this song, I wrote in my notes, I don't know if Harry Styles writes his own music, but this music sounds like it was written by Beck.
Yeah.
Like, it has just Beck written all over it, especially like mid-90s Beck.
Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah, see, like, I think it sounds, like, it reminds me a lot of, like, the Beatles and, like, how they would experiment with, like, layers of sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got, like, your kind of, like, typical, like, blues rock guitar parts and drums and then, like, also syrupy orchestra strings and, like, a choir that sings in the background and does parts. Like, there's just so much going on. And, like, it's just a good song to me. Like, it just reminds me of the way music used to be written. And, like, you don't really hear a lot of stuff that's like this put out anymore.
Yeah, I would say on a scale of 1 to 2, it's a solid 2. I would listen to it again. I'll probably listen to it some more.
Yes.
I'll have to check out more of what Harry Styles put out to see if it's anything like this.
Yeah, no, that's really why I wanted to bring it up is, like, he's got two solo albums he's put out right now, and both of them are awesome.
I'm just absolutely flabbergasted by it.
I know.
Like, it's wild.
I know. I was, you know, Kaylee was like, have you ever listened to any of Harry Styles stuff? And I was like...
You just chuckled.
And I was like, no. I don't really care for anything One Direction did. Why would I like that? And she was like, just listen to it. And I mean, there's not a bad song in the bunch. He's got two albums of solid music.
Nice, nice.
For my second track...
This is new music. This is 2020 music. This
2020
isn't anything that was released last
music.
Year.
Eminem just dropped a new album called Music to be Murdered By. It was kind of a tribute to Alfred Hitchcock. So I picked one of my favorites off of it, and it's called Lock It Up, featuring Anderson .Paak.
I really loved the background samples that they used on this. This was really cool sample work. Anderson .Paak's on it, and he's got that caramel vocal sound that I just love. I think the only thing that bothered me about this song was they kept yelling lock up in the middle of, like, Anderson .Paak's...
Lock it up.
Yeah, like, but I was like, don't do this to me. I want to hear what Anderson has to say.
Yeah, right.
Like, but other than that, I think it was a really interesting song. It's definitely a concept album.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely, like... Yeah, it's really interesting to see Eminem go from just making diss tracks and all kinds of other songs and stuff like that to making a concept album, though. That's something that I would have never actually imagined him to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, the whole album is, like, either telling Hitchcock-inspired stories or basically just, like, trying to, like, capture the feeling of Hitchcock movies in music.
Have you listened to the whole album yet?
Yeah, I've listened to the whole
thing. Are there any diss tracks on it?
I mean, he's got moments where he will, like... throw out some disses, but it's not like a whole track or a whole album of it like it has been in the past.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like him just like making music, and he's got like so many awesome songs that he's got people featured on.
And
one that I think is worth mentioning and checking out is if you enjoy Lock It Up, the track Godzilla with Juice WRLD on.
That's the one that I've heard is like the top tier one, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the one that everyone that's like listened to, it's like, you gotta listen to Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, like, he just raps so fast at the end of it. But, yeah. So, for my track three, I picked something really different. I found this guy, he's called Bucket Drummer Masa. So, yes, he plays bucket drums, but he also plays the didgeridoo while playing the bucket drums, and it's just a super cool sound. It's like nothing I've ever really heard before. So, this is the song Room Core. How'd you feel about this?
This song was arguably my favorite song of the week. There's another one that ties for it, but I think, like, I was thoroughly impressed that you can make an electronica song out of pickle buckets. Mm-hmm. And a didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that he plays them at the same time is even weirder to me. And I just loved it. Like, it hit my affinity for, like, weird shit.
Yeah.
And, like, It also had this like weird, almost like Jamaican dub sound where like you make your own noises and then mix them together kind of thing. And I really like that. I'm not saying that it sounds like Jamaican dub, but it has that same mentality of like,
for sure,
you know, hitting a tree and recording it and everything like that, especially yeah. when you use a homemade didgeridoo and pickle drums.
I mean, it just goes to show like how like making music isn't about having the right equipment. It's about how you use whatever equipment you do have.
Sure, absolutely.
And if that means that you have to do it yourself, put together scrap metal and pickle buckets and you know, and like make a didgeridoo out of PVC pipe, I mean, whatever gets you there gets you there. And like he's just amazing to me. I've been really kind of obsessed with him.
Yeah No, he was super fun. This is, like I said, arguably my favorite song of the week.
For my next track 4, this is a band called Tides of Man. Now, for their first two albums they put out, they had a vocalist, but something happened where the vocalist was no longer part of the band, and instead of finding someone to replace them, they just put out two instrumental albums since then. And this is the song New Future off of one of those albums that I really enjoy.
Hey, this music video was really cool.
Yeah, the music video is fun.
And that sounds shitty for me to mention that first because it sounds like I don't care about the music. But like, I do think that this music was really interesting. I think I have in my notes, it sounds like there should be some guy giving you an inspirational speech while this music is playing.
Yeah.
Like telling you, like, even in the darkest points and at your lowest, you're worth it kind of thing.
Right.
Like, it just feels like something that I would just be pumped up by someone else just like being like, here's all these great things about being alive.
To me it made me think of like if Russian Circles was like a happy band.
Sure, yeah, no,
you
absolutely
know, where they're just kind of like jamming on a cool groove, like the drums are really big and in your face, and like the main melody guitar is like really simple. It's not like trying to overwhelm the track. It's just kind of there the whole time, taking you through it, and it ends up being really dreamy to me, where like you just kind of are being taken on a journey, or like you said, like you're being like inspired by somebody.
Yeah,
I just
kept getting like stock clips in my heads of what I would like make for this on a YouTube channel. Like,
yeah, no, right. And for my last track, now this is by the band Unknown, UNOWN. I picked the track Death Funk. This is a new band for me.
This is also arguably my favorite track of the week.
Yeah.
I loved how it came in with the big hip-hop drums.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just, like, you get that fat bass mm-hmm. and then that really cool rhythm guitar.
Right.
Like, it was funk, but then it also had, like, just that absolutely strange vocal pattern.
I know,
That was so cool.
I wrote that it sounds like exactly how you'd expect, like, a dirty funk song to sound. And then the vocalist comes in, and it's like, oh, by the way, this is funkadelic.
Yeah.
And it makes it sound really trippy and, like, almost, like, dreamlike to where, like I don't know. It's just a really wild sound. Like, it's like a really old 70s, like, deep funk stuff that you don't normally hear.
Yeah, and it hit all the markers that I think of whenever I see funk in any, like, in any title.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, all right, okay, well, it has to have, like, a fat beat, and it has to have a good bass and a rhythm guitar, and then it's got to have some guy just saying something that you're not quite sure what the shit he's talking about, but you're like, I'm in it.
Yep, exactly. Like, I'm into it, though. You got me. Like, I mean, I just love, like, how they play with all the textures, too. Like, because, like, the drums and the bass, to me, are, like, they're the song. And then like there's just like one guitar that's just literally going for like the whole time, but like that's like its only part. It's not doing anything fancy. It's just supplying that groove, and like it's perfect. And then the organ comes in and it's just doing like light rhythmic like additions where it's like just kind of hitting some empty spaces in the groove. And I don't know, to me, it's just classic funk.
Yeah, it was a good song. I think for my wrap up, I'm going to pick the didgeridoo song as my favorite, and then this one is my second favorite.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
although, I mean, like, Harry, man, that Harry Styles
I know,
one.
Right? It's
that's
surprising.
Wild. That's the wildest thing of the episode.
I would agree, like, especially with how weird some of the other music is.
Yeah.
Like, that one's the biggest surprise.
The wild card.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, everyone. Once again, I'm Wes Potts.
I'm Alex Kahneman.
And we'll see you next week. And give us some comments about what you think about the music.
Peace.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.